What about the word hole, H-O-L-E, in reference to a mountain? What does that mean?
Hole.
Well, it might be like Jackson Hole, Wyoming.
Yes, of course, that's a place, but I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not even sure exactly what it means.
I don't know where that came from.
Okay. What's a place between two peaks that slopes between two peaks?
Like a saddle.
Okay, uh-huh. And is that the same as a draw?
Well, a draw to me is like a canyon or an arroyo or a little valley.
Mm-hmm.
That's
okay.
What it means to me. And it can fill with water.
What's the difference between a canyon and a valley, say?
Well, to me, the canyon carries the indication that it's in the west. It's sort of in the desert that is surrounded by rocky mountains and things, whereas a valley could be wooded and green and gentle.
Okay. What do you call it when water goes over a cliff?
A waterfall.
Okay. What's the most dangerous part of a river for rafters?
The waterfall.
Good one.
The white water,
uh-huh.
Of course, and the faster the river, and so on, the more dangerous.
Mm-hmm. What's the difference between a rock and a stone?
I don't think there is a difference between a rock and a stone.
Okay. Do you know the names of any wildflowers?
Well, bluebonnets. In England, there are a lot of bluebells.
Mm-hmm.
I guess there are a lot of poppies that are wild on the side of the mountain.
Mm-hmm. You know, my mom thought she saw some poppies on the mountain today. Have you seen poppies on this side of the mountain or just on the other side?
I don't know that I've been up there and to look, but...
Well, she thought she saw them from a long ways away, like a, you know, yellow, a spot of yellow.
Yeah. On this side, on the west side?
Mm-hmm.
No, I haven't been aware of that. You know, somebody scattered a bunch of poppy seeds
that's
years ago
on
the east side.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're real incredible. And beautiful.
Mm-hmm, yes, sure. Now, a woman who's lost her husband is called a...
Widow?
Mm-hmm. What do you call a child born out of wedlock? Do you know any euphemisms for that?
I thought you were going to ask if I knew any. I guess I know. I don't know the details of their birth, but I sure know. What'd you ask?
Well, euphemisms. Nicer ways of saying it. Have you ever seen or heard about a noisy serenade after a wedding, what that might be called?
Noisy serenade.
You ever heard of a chivalry? Okay. What's the opposite of boy?
Boy, girl.
Okay, so